On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1 with Ishmael Khawaja.
Thousands of protesters are out in force across the UK, demonstrating against the US president's visit. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who refused to attend last night's state banquet, is due to address a rally this lunchtime in London. The capital's mayor, Sadiq Khan, thinks we should stand up to Donald Trump and tell him what we think.
Surely we should be saying, listen, you know, you do realise you're a poster boy for the far-right movement around the world. We think we face a climate emergency. We think you made a mistake walking away from the Paris Climate Change Accord. And my point is, Theresa May is so weak as a prime minister and our government is so scared that it wouldn't say boo to a goose.
Donald Trump's arrived at Downing Street for talks with the prime minister. Meanwhile, the number of contenders for Theresa May's job has fallen back to 12 after Brexit minister James Cleverly's withdrawn. The MP said it was highly unlikely he'd reach the final two in the Conservative leadership race.
KMFM News.
Police are hunting four teenagers who attacked and robbed a homeless man in Maidstone, leaving him with a number of facial injuries. Three boys and a girl, all thought to be aged between 15 and 17, told him to hand over his alcohol and cigarettes while he was sitting on a bench in Week Street last Thursday night. When he refused, they assaulted him and stole his mobile phone, cash and alcohol. Chris Thomas from Kent-based homeless charity Porchlight says attacks like this are far too common.
It's easy for people to pick on those who are vulnerable, and with the added stigma attached to homelessness, that people choose this kind of lifestyle for themselves, which is absolutely untrue. People on the streets become easy targets.
A man who burgled a home near Laysdown and then crashed his car while trying to escape from police has been jailed for almost 3 years. James McGinley targeted the house in Bayview last July and used stolen cards to buy sweets and beer before being arrested. The 44-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, was also found guilty of targeting another property near Sevenoaks. A judge has warned of the dangers of taking potent cannabis after sentencing a man for pointing a ball-bearing gun at a car in Faversham. 24-year-old Harry Regan, who's from the town and suffers with mental health problems, was arrested on Faversham Road last October. Police found he was also carrying a blade and other weapons. He's been given a suspended prison sentence.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Campaigners want to see unhealthy food targeted at children wrapped in plain packaging like cigarettes. A leading think tank believes it would put food and drink high in sugar on a level playing field with fruit and veg. It's hoped it will combat the threat of some diseases and obesity. But Dr. Kawtha Hashim from Action on Sugar thinks there's a simpler solution.
We have to see whether in trials and studies that it's showing a reduction in intake. We'll be supportive of it if the evidence shows that. But I think the easier option at the moment is to look at banning the use of cartoon characters on unhealthy products.
As you've heard in travel, traffic's queuing for 4 miles on the M20 after a lorry caught fire on the London-bound carriageway. The blaze broke out just before 8 this morning between Junction 2 for Rootham and 1 for Swanley. Two lanes are still closed, causing long delays. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. Meanwhile, two people have been treated for breathing in smoke following a fire in Tunbridge Wells. Firefighters were called to a property in Lansdowne Road around 11 this morning and have evacuated the building. Crews are still at the property. And after more than a year of delays, a new adventure area has opened at a Kent park. It's part of improvement works to Moat Park in Maidstone, which are costing more than £4 million. A climbing area, dinosaur-themed golf and even segways are now available. Mike Evans is from the Borough Council.
Adding this element in just gives everyone that comes here even more to do while they're here and make their journeys worthwhile with a little bit more here to kind of fill your whole day rather than just a short visit. And next up is the new visitor centre and cafe, so works pushing forward on that.
Around 1.5 million people visit the park each year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now, with some football news this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Ebbsfleet United have been given a severe warning about their future conduct following a mass confrontation at the end of one of their matches. The club's been fined £7,500 after violence broke out following their National League game at Halifax in March. Meantime, Hythe Town footballer Nigel Nita has been given a 12-match ban after getting involved in a big fight. As many as 40 people were part of the brawl after Hythe lost to Faversham Town in February. And it looks like Maidstone United will be able to expand their stadium after buying a 2-metre strip of land from the Borough Council. Bosses initially refused to sell the plot on the riverside of the Gallagher, but they've now reached an agreement with the club. It means the west side of the stadium can be developed with a seated stand for 650 fans.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.